has gone back and forth, specifically with coordinator, Dana Radakis, and we've not had any success with any of this. Dana has taken an excess of 2 years to grant coordinations. There's not been a coordination done in the state for over a year. Right now, that's ridiculous. And give me an example. I'm in Tampa Bay. We're waiting on a coordination for 900 megahertz right here. That should be easy. There's nobody on 900. We can't get it done in a reasonable amount of time, simply because of our directors here that change our policies on the fly, do not explain it, and do not respond to email. When submitted with proper requests for information, wanting to know who our membership is so that we can make them aware of this, we are told, no, you can't request that information. I have a letter here that my attorney wrote them, and their response to it, which is basically is exposing the FRC to liability. This is disgusting. At the last meeting, we had an opportunity to say, hey, we're going to try and work together on this, on these problems we brought up. Nothing happened. Not a one thing. I sent multiple emails. I tried. I said, we're going to try and work together. And this is what we have now. Total, absolute dysfunction. This is not how an organization is supposed to work. This is exposing this organization to liability. And that is something that we cannot have happen. So, the other issue was at the Mount Warner meeting. We had a sit down. We said, well, we're going to work together, right? Okay. Let's do it. At the meeting, after the sit down beforehand, which is, quite frankly, ex parte at this point, we sit down and they decide to not allow me to be part of this in violation of what we spoke about beforehand. Because I had retained an attorney. They demanded that I get rid of my counsel before they would work with me. I don't need to tell you how absolutely wrong that is. I'll make certain that I'm on yours as well. So, this is the problem we have, okay? And, my God, let's see, this just can't continue. The other serious issue is after Melbourne. After Melbourne, we had agreed to work together. I said, okay, let's work together. I did, I put it out there, I tried to email, I called, I did not get any response, okay? So, what happened in December was disgusting. I had and was visited by detectives. The FRC has said that I am responsible for hacking their systems, which is laughable. This is ridiculous. These people can't even look me in the eye.
I am
going to look you in the eye, and your 5 minutes are up.
We said sir, this is parliamentary time. Procedure.
So, and this
no,
is here.
This is parliamentary procedure. This is not a working forum right now.
That have repeaters and questions about their coordinations to ask us those questions.
Who wishes for me to continue and speak about this? They cannot limit this.
If anybody would like to talk about a repeater,
thank you. The eyes have it, sir. Are you going to do your job as secretary?
I am doing my job as secretary.
Sir.
Then you need to sit down and allow the vice president to continue the meeting.
Sir, we came here to have a respectful dialogue.
Well,
I assume you will begin doing that spot right now. Both of you.
What we want. We want to have a respectful dialogue.
And he needs to be allowed to say what he needs to say, Mark. Come on, let him speak.
Respectful dialogue, that's all I ask. That's all we, all of us want.
Are there any people here that want to talk about repeater coordinations and the problems with repeater coordinations? All right, one, two, anybody else? Three, okay. That's what this open forum is for. All right. Do you gentlemen want to yield your time for him to continue?
Well, yes, let those who have the coordination issues do their 5 minutes and get out of here so that Mike can use the rest of the time for his discussion.
I'm willing to let him go ahead and speak now if he wants to.
If it'll take 5 minutes, please.
Okay, I'll tell you what. How long do you need to finish your presentation?
I don't believe this organization will exist when I'm done with my presentation.
Okay, well, sir, I'll grant you another 5 minutes.
By what power?
By the courtesy of the people who are here on this room.
I'm not going to give you another 5 minutes. We're going to work through this under parliamentary procedure where you're here. Guaranteed the right to work through this under Robert's rules of order, which is meeting is productive.
In that case, new business is usually at the end of the meeting.
The business comes after the, all the reports.
Are you Brian?
Yes, I am.
Okay. How did you get my email address? And why have I been on some list that's called FRC? It's not FRC.
Because that's FRC reform.
Yeah, how did you create that?
I created that list to inform our possible.
How did you create that? Where'd you get the data again?
That was leaked by the FRC.
It was leaked by the FRC?
Yeah, no, it was hacked.
Seriously?
We're not going to have this dialogue. We're not going to have an argument in this meeting. This is a meeting about repeater coordinations and repeater trustees.
And what I'm saying is, that this organization is fundamentally broken. Who here doesn't agree with that?
So instead of making accusations, why don't you say something positive?
And that's what I am. Put out there.
So far,
I put positive things out there.
Well, you spent the last year saying a lot of bad things about the FRC.
No, I've said bad things about the board, sir. I've said bad things about the board. Because they're true things, and they're unfortunately very bad.
But what do you want to say? Just go ahead and move on to this.
So, if you want to
your presentation, and then we'll
please continue with your repeater issues.
Well, it's up to Mike to recognize you.
Them? He should. It's actually not up to Mike. It's up to the vice president.
And he will be there.
Who has his proxy? Mike has his proxy? Yes, there is. So then we don't have a quorum, sir. There's no one leading the meeting. There's no proxy from the vice president.
Okay. Well,
there's no quorum.
Go ahead and make your presentation.
Okay. So we have a meeting operating right now. And as such, I have proxy of Mr. Mike Gonzalez and to FSU as director, a list of proxies of members, and I have supporters here. I'd like to thank you for coming. So, as I was going through, the FRC has basically instituted the slap action against me. That's been resolved. They're still maintaining that's not the case, and that's been resolved. So, I have asked for information from the FRC board because, quite frankly, none of them have ever been properly elected. Not one of them. Ergo, they don't have the legitimacy to continue on in this organization. I simply asked for three things: a list of members, a list of the last four elections, and who voted in those elections. I've been stymied at every single turn. I've had my attorney draft the exact same thing that every member of a members organization in the state of Florida is privy to and has a right to under Florida Statute 617, which is Nonprofit Corporations Act in the state of Florida. This is not optional. We are an organization organized in Florida. We have to obey the law. Right now, we are not obeying the law. I have come respectfully numerous times, hat in hand, saying I want to know what's going on here. Why is this happening? And what is happening is they're telling me to screw off. That's not right. That's illegal. And my next step will be to litigate. So the other serious issue is the FRC can't conduct business. There's been issues that have been tabled for an excess of 5 years of the FRC. One of the issues is people say, well, let's have a backyard repeater, something like that. And I'm not getting into the issue. I'm saying something that's been tabled. This is going on for 5 years. The board does not work, and no one works after this, after the meeting. There's no communication between board members between meetings. So the other serious issue that has been exposed to me is, quite frankly, the demeanor that the FRC treats its membership with. They believe they're the directors and they'll continue on doing what they want. There is no room for outside debate. I've been referred to specifically by Director Fletcher as an outsider. sir, I'm not an outsider. I am a member, and if I didn't care about this organization, I wouldn't be here. So, my point of order, and I would like to take a vote on this, is that simply a quorum does not exist because none of these people have been elected. So, we can't conduct business as an organization without that. No one here is legitimate as a director. Nobody has been voted for. There's no records to that effect. It has not happened. And on top of this, my God, we're not even doing our job as a repeater coordination body. It is simply totally unacceptable for stuff to take 1 year or more to get a coordination through. Okay? And if this is the case, I know Dana does all the coordination in the state of Florida. And they said, well, we're going to have a committee. We're going to do this. Nothing has happened. I said, fine. The thing to do is they need to resign and step down. And let's get some people in here that can do it. And we have a plan together. I'm happy to give out our copy of it. All we're calling for is proper elections, a proper, it's called OSS, BSS, software to run the corporation in place, a ticketing system so that you can see people working on it, and to rewrite our bylaws so that we operate properly under the laws of Florida. Right now we don't. And we certainly don't operate in a way that takes input from our members. This has to change. So, I have a number of motions I'd like to make in regards to this, but our biggest problem right now is we can't continue this meeting. We don't have a quorum present. And we don't have a functioning website. We don't have a functioning database. We don't have a functioning body. These are fundamental issues, and I'm sympathetic to the members that have coordination issues right now, but the body doesn't function. We have to fix the fundamental things before we can get into that. Your repeater is going to still operate fine. I'm not seeking to kick people's repeaters off here, whether it's Dave's repeater or my repeater or even your repeater, Doug. That's not what this should be about. This should be an organization that works, and it does not work. So that's my opening statement on this. And when we do get into new business, if it pleases the board, I have a number of motions we're going to make to that point. But we have to get to there first.
Thank you. All right. Repeater issues.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I know, Mike, I contacted you back in, I guess, November. I noticed that we had the mail-in our forms now for our re-coordination of our repeaters. And I was looking at the current database, 18, 19, and 3 of them. And I noticed that my repeaters are not on the current coordination list. And I'm just curious what's going on.
When did you mail? Did you mail in updates or
what? No, just the re-up.
The renewals?
The renewals. And it's middle of November. To the P.O. box.
You sent it in, I have it. I've got a bunch of stuff that I haven't processed yet. I'm trying to catch up.
Well, I just want to make sure. I mean, because I understand I'm running out of the repeater. W4MIN.
W4MIN.
MIN or MIN?
My Indian November.
Yeah, those are the Arcadia machines.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, I'm sure I have to process them in.
All right, because most of us understand ramifications. If you get de-coordinated, what happens?
Yeah, nobody's going to be
All right. That's it. And I just kind of want to echo a little bit what he was saying. Just used to, you could look online and see all this stuff, and I've looked and looked and looked, but I can't see it.
Well,
are they all the same?
Yeah, they're all the same.
Yeah, okay. It's in the process of the database.
I'm out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, my name is Kyle Jones, KJ4 QAL, over at St. Petersburg, Florida. I've been a repeater operator at the W4 9CY and the St. Petersburg is a D-Star repeater for a long time, a number of years, and Dana helped me with getting it set up originally. A couple of years ago, Ed White Hospital over at St. Pete was shutting down, and then me and I, Kay and I, our ex-man, said, you can have this frequency. You know, that's not going to be used here anymore. So I submitted an issue for that, and the two others were the W4ILD, the
W4IFE.
W4IFE and the W4THE, and I, with SCD Richard and I did extensive study to try to find out if there was any interferences, any problems. I've sent numerous emails, Mike communicated back and forth with me several times. Over 2 years, I've never been able to get any of this accomplished. I'm very active in the ARS organization in St. Petersburg, Florida, which is in Pinellas County. We do all the emergency communications for the hurricane shelters, and we have the RACES group and ARES and so forth that we're active involved in support of emergency operations and within the county there. So I would go along very much so with what Brian is saying. There is a serious dysfunctionality. I'm not saying that we blow our organization up, we just need to fix it. I've heard for 5 years that we're gonna have an SQL database, and we're gonna have a way of being able to coordinate these things, and like every other state does. I mean, I talk to people all over the country because I have one of the largest multi-mode systems of the amateur radio experimental corners, with over 1,000 people in the Yahoo group, and we tie different modes together all over the country. And it's the joke is Florida's repeater council is a joke. Okay, we have to fix that. We can't have a reputation like that throughout the United States that we're some kind of a joke down here in Florida, and this is, you know, ridiculous. So I have lots of issues. I hope we have lots of answers on how we can fix it, and that's all I really have to say.
Anybody else have repeater issues to talk about?
Yes. Just a question. Michael, K2HXT. I did an update, and I emailed it, and I just was wondering if it was received. I know probably it's not processed with Dana, and she was really back on. This was back in November last year.
Mailed it or emailed it?
Emailed it.
I'm sorry, I thought you had told me it was mailed.
No, I emailed it.
On what frequency?
441.9. It's actually considered a bagger repeater. It was coordinated anyway, but it was time to be coordinated, so I just wanted to make sure that it was.
K2HXC?
Mm-hmm.
I just probably haven't read it. You sent a renewal, I just got the process.
Okay, as long as you receive it, yeah, that's what I was checking.
It's still
just a quick question.
It's still in the database.
Okay,
well,
I just, wanted to keep it kosher.
Okay. Anybody else?
Any other repeater questions or coordination issues or whatever? Just so everybody knows, we're not unaware of all the issues that the FRC's had, and they've been bad. We've been behind on coordinations because of the way we were structured and personnel and work and jobs and all those things that happened. So that's definitely been a problem. We've been aware of it, and we've been taking steps to correct it. I'm not going to debate that part of the issue, but we do have some plans in place, and we are in the process of resolving everything. The threats to depose the FRC board and change everything, don't necessarily solve the problem. We've done a lot of work to try to solve the problem. We've got people with experience to know about coordinations and to get it done. And we've heard one side of the story, and at some point, there's as I said, I don't choose to debate it at this time because this would be appropriate. So we're going to continue to go ahead and see if we can get some work done on these repeaters and make sure we solve any other issues we have and go forward with everything. So as far as explorations, only the board can do away with coordination. It's a positive action of the board to do away with coordination. So if your repeater's expired and you're seeing it on the database is expired, just let us know and make sure we get updated. Nobody's going to, there's no automatic termination of your coordination. All right. And we're looking at what we do about the expiration and how we handle that. The problem with expiration, it was an effort to try to deal with paper repeaters. So we're going to do that on the other side instead of on the front end, we're going to do it on the back end.
that's what I'm saying. So if there are no other questions or comments about repeaters, at this time I'll close the open forum. And if anybody needs a couple minutes break or whatever, and then we'll go into the board meeting here.
Sir, there should be a...
Thank you for being here.
Mr. Secretary, this is a members' meeting, and it's conducted under Robert's Rules of Order.
Actually, this is a board of directors.
This is a members' meeting, sir. Well, you don't have a second to close it, so... If that's the case, before we close the members' meeting... Sure, we don't have a board...
We have business to get done for the benefit of the FRC.
You don't have...
And you're disrupting...
I'm not disrupting the meeting, sir. Who here wishes to hear me continue?
Aye.
Thank you, the ayes have it, sir.
Okay.
Duly noted.
Brian, at this time I'm gonna have to request that you leave.
I refuse to do so, sir, I do not recognize you. This is a members' meeting, the members and the ayes have it. You cannot kill debate in Robert's Rules of Order, sir. So, here's what we do, and you've seen our proposals. We've put this out there, we have some great ideas, we have some talented people here ready to work. So, you're free to do so, but you don't have a right to remove me. Who here wishes me to continue?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
I have 38 proxies as well.
Who here wishes to go ahead with the FRC meeting as scheduled?
Aye.
Okay.
We should count it. Division. Like
actually, you're out of order.
Division.
You're about to be out of
order. I'm not out of order.
So actually, you are.
No.
Yes, you are.
So, are you going to do your job as a board?
As soon as the disruptive features leave the room, so we can.
I refuse to leave the room, sir. I refuse to leave the room. So, in that case, I've demanded, and now I'm asking again. That you guys do the proper thing and resign.
No.
Okay. So then, what I asked for, and...
Why do you think that's the proper thing to do?
Because that is the proper thing. They have not done their job. They are not doing their job.
They're only elected.
They are not elected. They have never been elected.
By authority,
by a member's authority, operating under Robert's Rules of Order. We have this. This is stuff in state law.
Have you read our bylaws?
Yes, I have. Have you?
Yes.
Really? I find that surprising. Anyways,
there's no need for this.
Yes, we do.
We're going to do this professionally, or we're going to do
it. I'm doing it professionally, sir. I have a list of things that we're going to do, and I'm continuing. So, the ayes have it. We're continuing.
The ayes don't have it. You didn't do a count.
Well, it's irrelevant.
I got 38 people here.
This isn't.
Well, let's just do a count.
Okay, let's do a count.
So,
all the
time, do a count. We're not going to do a count because there's a couple of things.
Sir, you're going to work.
There's no policies.
He's doing it. He's doing it. There's policies under Florida Statute 617.
No, there's not. Not in all of the things.
Yes, there are.
Not in the bylaw.
Okay. So, well, here's the thing.
Excuse me?
I'm going to continue. No, I'm continuing. Sir, I have before. I have before.
Okay.
No, that's
I have been recognized.
He has been under the rule.
As a member, as a volunteer of the...
I have before, sir.
We have exceeded the limit of the number of people that can be in this room. So we have two choices. We have to reduce it to 20, or we'll have to shut it down.
That's a lame way of doing it.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. Point of order. Then let's shut the meeting down.
This is a rule by the Children's Safety Village. They have a limit of how many people
you can have. Okay, I'm here with my caucus, sir, and we are going to be heard. I make a motion that we call for a constitutional convention of this organization and dissolve the board. What this will allow us to do, I haven't asked for a vote yet, and it has to be seconded. What this will allow us to do is move past this acrimony.
You're not a board member, you can't make a motion.
Sir, I have a proxy of a board member, and a member can make a motion. This is how this works. Am I wrong here?
Yes, you are.
That's correct, knowing your Robert's rule. That's correct.
There you go.
That's right version of that.
But our bylaws state the member or the board member must either be present or vote by a written ballot.
When is the last time you've had a written ballot for an election call? You've never had one.
Sure we have. That's the way I was elected.
You have not?
Oh, yes,
you're
I am.
Incorrect.
back in 1990.
You're making a...
Back in 1990.
Yes.
Yes, we've had... And it's never been contested, so I've never had to be officially re-elected by my membership.
What's so funny about that?
That's the way it works.
Oh my God. This is...
So, guys, how do we find some middle ground in some...
Our middle ground is...
Brian doesn't have any middle ground.
Many of the things that he's saying, I'm not an attorney, I certainly don't know. Apparently he does have some experience as an attorney or some knowledge of that. And he's quoting things out of Florida statute, so we don't have law books right here, probably, so we don't have an attorney here to look at it. So at this point, we're going by what's on our bylaws. Our bylaws say this is a board of directors meeting. This was noticed as a board of directors meeting. Right? And if he's not a member of the board of directors, there are no proxies. Board of directors have to vote in person or by a written ballot sent to them for specific purposes. So there is no standing for Brian to bring this action at this meeting.
Yes, there is. I have standing as a duly-paid member.
And we believe that you don't. So if you choose to litigate that, that is your choice.
Okay. If that's the case,
ask him to...
I put forth my motion. Are you going to put forth the question, sir? Are you going to put forth the question? Are you going to put forth my motion?
My question, I'm not.
So you're refusing to do your job as the acting president of this organization?
He's doing his job.
I'm doing my job.
You are not doing your job, sir.
I'd like to do my job if the disruptive factor could leave and allow us to call the meeting to order.
That's right, I ask you to do this. No. I refuse to leave. I have the floor here, and I put forth the motion. The secretary refuses to bring forth that motion.
How do you have the floor? If this is his meeting.
It is not his meeting.
This is our meeting.
This is a members' meeting, sir.
This is a board meeting.
This is a board of directors meeting, so get out.
No.
You're welcome to sit in the board of directors meeting, everybody. You know, it's always been open. We let people sit in the board meeting.
Incorrect.
It's always been open, and people have sat in the meetings, but it is not part of the board of directors.
Okay. Will somebody second my motion that we dissolve the board of directors and call for a constitutional convention? Do I have a second from somebody?
And do we have the credentials of those people who seconded?
Who's seconded?
I'll second. Go ahead.
Thank you, Kyle.
Excuse me. I hate to do this. I would like the meeting to continue, but if we don't get it down to 20, the meeting's over. It's as simple as that.
So. I'm not
getting it down to 20 now. I've got two officers outside waiting for me to decide what we're going
to
do.
I want the meeting to continue.
I have your
step outside so we can count down to where we speak.
I'm sorry, but everybody has their desk. Best we can do, or you pick up the flyer when you're here. Did you pay the ticket? I'm sorry, I can't hear everything you're saying because I'm hearing the floor. If you want to step outside and ask me the question, I'd be like, happy to answer.
The assembled masses, I appreciate it. Thank you. So, we have 20 people. Fire Marshal Huff, happy here. So there's been a second. In that case, since there's been a second, let's have a vote. Are you going to call a vote, sir?
You can't have a vote, Brian.
Yes, we do.
There's no meeting called order. The forum has spoken.
The forum has not spoken.
The meeting has not been called. There.
How are you?
You as a member,
I have raised three or four major points.
A motion.
Yes, I do.
Second. You've had an interesting discussion in a room full of people that were supposed to be dealing.
One of your board members.
That were supposed to be dealing with repeater issues in an open forum, not a called meeting.
This is a called meeting. You cannot conduct business outside of a called meeting. An open forum doesn't exist under Robert's rules, sir.
Well, okay. It doesn't have to exist under the rules because it's an open forum.
Brian, why don't we just sit down and let the board meeting open and let's just hear these things. What I've heard is when they were leaving is that they've had meetings and that they've got quantitative advances in trying to achieve what was discussed in Melbourne. Let's hear what they had to say.
Fine, let's hear what you have to say, but it's going to end up the same way, guys.
Well, that's our problem, Brian, and that's why we can't invite a meeting with you here because there is no middle ground with you. That's where we're at.
I'll go with this.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Gentlemen, I'll call the meeting to order. I'm Mike Fletcher, Secretary, acting in the absence of the President and the illness of the Vice President. And let's do a roll call. Mark?
Yeah.
Martine?
Here.
Steve, Rob Fetz, he's not, he's ill. James, Mike Gonzalez said he could not come because of work.
I'm acting in the process, sir.
Dennis Stewart,
here.
And Horn, right? So, gentlemen, we have a quorum. At this time, I'll open the floor for the board to nominate, and we need to appoint a president pro tem to continue the meeting.
Point of order, sir. A quorum does not exist. A quorum does not exist in this meeting.
I have a motion.
Motion to
make. Go ahead. Whoever was speaking.
Mr. Secretary, I make a motion to elect the president pro tem. And that would be M4 Eliana.
I'll
separate. I'm sorry. Duh. Forgive me. I'm thinking of
all those in favor.
My bad.
Nay.
And I4 M. Mayor Fletcher.
Second. Right. Sir, I have a proxy report. I'm acting as a state.
Okay, the motion made and seconded. All those board members in favor say aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Okay. Guys, have it. Thank you, gentlemen, for your trust. At this point, I would like to ask everybody to stand up for just a moment. And just, most of them, I think all of you know, after the Melbourne meeting, our President Ray died of a heart attack after some surgery. He had had, heart surgery before and was trying to get recuperation. He had come over here to help somebody in the station at home. He suffered a heart attack and didn't survive that. So you just have a short moment of silence for him. Thank you. All right. Directors, the minutes were distributed for the Melbourne meeting or any officials that want to change the minutes.
Donation check in the amount of $10, bringing that to
$1,297.85. Disbursements during that period of time, the only disbursement were the flowers that the board sent to Ray Cass's funeral in the amount of $1,242.48. Bringing the checking account balance to $9,095.37. The PayPal account that is attached has a balance of $3,046.12, bringing the total home pen available funds to the FRC in the amount of $12,141.94.
Okay. Any questions, Mr. Treasurer?
Is that the PayPal account in the FRC's name, or is that in Dana's name? The PayPal account, I believe that's in Dana's name. Sir, I'm talking. I have the floor. I'm talking.
Question, Martin. Okay. Okay. Database manager.
Last night I refreshed the online list. They were a year old and submitted a database update called Direct. I got it on the desktop right here. Or I'll put it up on the website where I get on the entire bandwidth. Had a huge backlog. Cleared most of it for about 12 stragglers. There's some corrections. Secretary Mike has reshaped like 20 by mail since the website went down. I've got some. Renewals received via email and banker and scan paper, so I can process those. Currently, I have 13 unsubmitted repeaters in the database. So, some people have already realized the AWR has reached an agreement with a company called RFinder to be their official online repeater director. So, in the past, their listings were received from the user community, so they'll accept coordinated data and specifically marks special. And it'll be the coordinator's responsibility to revise the user supply data, which will be an arduous task. I've heard less than 50% of coordinators that are on the wrong country are going to participate and submit data to RFinder. Most of the coordinators are taking a wait and see attitude because we've still got an agreement for license with the league itself. The AMR retired their online iOS and Android computer directory apps and travel plus CD and will continue to print a hard copy book at least in 2017. I don't know about beyond that. The one that came out in 2016 was pretty useless, the way they merged all the data for all frequency. That's all I have.
Is the AWR going to use the RF Finder data?
Yes, the RF Finder is a bank.
So that book could be populated with a whole bunch of inaccurate data.
Uncoordinated, inaccurate. I've only seen a few snippets of what's up there. It's pretty long.
Yeah, they're mixing it with a phone is what they're selling now. They just mail it.
Yeah, but the league is taking RF Finder data and publishing a book. I don't think it's going to be a CD or anything.
And you're saying that the majority or percentage of other coordination organizations are not?
Well, like, for example, all of Siri is not participating.
They're pretty big.
Siri's big. California is not. I don't know about New England Spectrum Management Council, but I got a whole bunch of emails on Reflector.
Can we open up a discussion with Sierra with regards to possibly merging our database with theirs, being how big it is? We could basically have a Southeast Florida regional database of repeaters. Instead of us being all by ourselves, it would be tremendous. We could catch on the South and, out to Tennessee.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I would have no problem at all with reaching out unless you have contact with Sarah to
The coordinator would have to deal with on coordinating stuff on the board. And if the spending lies 100 miles from any of the coordinators, I have to contact them.
The pricing question, I guess, is do you have a recommendation for whether or not we should participate in the phone program through the URL or should we hold off for this year?
They wanted the data 2 days ago, but they were willing to wait until after this meeting. I talked to Bob for the contact with Bob, right? I don't know, I just don't.
I hate not to provide the data.
But once they have it, then the end of next year, once they have they're getting more than $10 a year for membership from everybody. They want $10 for the iOS app.
Are they sharing any of the revenue back to their councils or no?
Well, the AWRL.
I think the writing is on the wall that the amount of money is going to be zero that the AWRL or whoever is going to pay to any councils. Fundamentally, what's out there in terms of coordinated data is freely available. Okay? It's public information. You can't copyright it. You can only make an app for it. So if you find the app useful, you can go look the app. But there's a serious problem in that that money, that fund that comes from the AWRL is going to be zero at some point. And at some point, it's going to be very close in the future.
So is there a recommendation from the members of the board as to which way we proceed to get them in for this year?
The AWRL will provide a dollar for listing.
But only for those that
are well, submitted.
Open, and
if we do it, we got to do it with the department that Bob purge all the user committed user supply data, all the crowdsourced data and stuff, and replace it with a person. Not merge.
Mr. Chairman, my comment would be to let's stand in a wait and see mode, not providing that data to them. Talk with Sarah in the meantime. If we provide the data to AWRL and Sarah does not, that's a conflict. They may not want to work with us as a result of that. So I would say let's wait and see. Let's talk with Sarah. They won't publish it next year.
They have a meeting someplace central in the whole area?
They meet in Fisher Forge. Roger, I can't call his last name, he's their chairperson. I have his contact.
Done a ton of year.
I mean, for now, the instant question is, what do we do with our fund for now?
I make a motion that it's not provided.
I second that motion.
All right, discussion. Motion and second. Board members. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Carried. All right. Where are we, coordinators report? Where are we as far as the backlog?
You said you got 20 on paper.
I got 20 on paper.
Since the website. I've got 12 and I received the email.
Okay. All right, so we need to merge those together so we can be sure we do it in order. And, all right, and we have who's taking the chairman's report?
Yeah.
Okay, you got anything on that?
The key thing as far as coordinating committee is the cutoff as to when we activate the plan that was approved a year ago. I think one of the things we have to do or should do today is establish a date for that cutoff and then schedule a meeting of the coordinating committee prior to that date.
Okay. That should be within the next meeting.
Yes.
All right. And you have a recommendation for that, or you're trying to work out something to use numbers everybody?
Yeah, I'll talk to people individually who are on the committee and get their availability.
So I have the stuff that's coming in the PM box up until Thursday, and they're working on the updates that have been sent in. Have already been emailed to data, and I think he's got a lot of those already been put in. Are we up to date on, or pretty close to putting out the updates and modifications and anything? So we're just hanging on about 12.
Applications on the updates.
I sent you all the updates. The ones I've got are applications. They've got some of them are moves or whatever. You know, they're full applications. All right.
What is our current backlog?
I just told you.
How many months behind are we?
Three.
Three?
Really?
Yeah, because we're sending out stuff from the number we do after.
Always from the Melbourne meeting forward, right?
Right. No, it's caught up to pretty much where we're at Melbourne. Within 10 or 12 before we cut off the next cycle, get to the end. Okay.
So you have 12 and you have 20. That's 32 coordinations that we have.
All of them are since the October, or prior to late September, early October. So
3 months, 4 months. Was there anything done with the ones that were prior to that though? Because I remember there was myself and a bunch of people I asked for once at the member meeting, and you wrote them down there. That meeting, I was fine, and then there was, I remember somebody on the East Coast that had two that he was trying to get done or something. One of them was that I already existed, none of the new ones.
Let's see if we can check on.
Okay.
Yeah, everything has been dealt with basically up to about the member meeting.
Send it by land.
And John, K2CID, which was in West Palm, he had three. Yes, it was all done. Number five and then number seven.
So we need to follow up, that's for that one, we need to follow up on those.
I don't have one.
You don't have the KJ4QAL, but they were, there either. I don't know how they got lost, but they did.
Obviously some stuff got lost.
I emailed, you and I have had lots of emails about them over the last 2 years, but I don't know what happened to them. They just finished something, right, something, right, I forgot.
Okay, anything else on the prepared report? All right, directors, District 1, Mark. Joaquin? Okay, Steve, you anything for three?
No problems, just that I, you know, need to have a director, talk to one person.
All right, four is, seems to be holding its own. James, you got anything for five?
I'm over here now. I'm kind of moving around a lot, I'm sorry. I'm not aware of anything. We have gone to the paper trail, so I'm kind of out of the loop as to what's going on. If there's anybody here from District 5, I'd be more happy to hear from you after the meeting if I've missed anything. I do try to help. I also say personally at this time, I would be happy to decide if you all need me in District 5. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Otherwise, I'll stay.
I'm in with District 5. All right, and District 6, Mike's not here. District 7, Doug?
I really don't have any indication of this.
Okay, you want me to read?
My phone number, the data that I got, by email or...
Oh, I did that email last night.
Yep, yep. Kind of, and getting everybody's up to date.
And then, No, the guy from Pensacola told me, he says, I wanted a 2 meter meter prepared, not a 4.
Okay,
what? 147? 442.2. And he goes back and said, no, I wanted a 2 meter meter.
Okay. Business. Directors define 2 UHF frequencies per district, so we can use them for backyard repeaters. Anybody bring any?
Recommendation.
Mr. President Pro Tem. So I went through the database information we have where we list all the link frequencies that people have registered with their coordination and found 20 frequencies. That nobody has listed they're using. So it doesn't mean that it's not being used by someone that told us, but there are 20 that we have clear as far as the database is concerned. Now that doesn't take into account something new that may have just come in, but at the moment, on the database that I have, there should be 20 that are clear.
Okay. So we're working on that one. Can you email that to the directors? And I'm asking all the directors, since we're not, you know, these are making the database, but it doesn't mean somebody had to put up a link,
right,
or put up a coordinated repeater or whatever on it. So Joaquin will send them out to the board list. Guys, please check those frequencies, monitor, and if you know anything that's active, let us know what's active on those frequencies, or let them know if somebody's using their area, or links or whatever, so we don't use that and put it if they're on top of the board.
I think we should do one more thing, Mike.
Okay, go ahead.
We should publish those on the website and put in what our proposal is for the backyard repeaters and publish those frequencies and for anybody who is utilizing them, if they see them, they need to let us know. And then by the Melbourne meeting, we should be able to put it in play.
Okay. I'm good with that. I think the right procedure, though, is let's let the directors take a brush at it first. And let's eliminate something we know immediately there's a problem on.
It's a lot of time. When we talk about coordinating links at some point.
Well, we're gonna, at some point we're going to have to do that. Get them all up before meeting today, basically. Yeah. So you think we should just go ahead and publish it?
I think so.
All right, if we do that, what does that do as far as broadcasting a list of available frequencies to do all the coverage?
Well, that's the whole idea behind it, is to allow these frequencies to get out there for backyard use. For I don't think it's going to, honestly, I don't think it's anything. I don't think someone's going to run out and just throw something on and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, I'm using that pair. I don't really envision that. I just don't.
And it's kind of putting it on record that that's what they're for, so that's people are going to do that.
Exactly.
All right, so we're going to propose that those are the frequencies, and all right.
Are we going to show a display of 20 or maybe just the group?
Well, let's look, because, you know, the Aries and Races groups have been asking for some of these
Right. Models since we got 20. Was that statewide that you think
we want to
do? Statewide,
the
twins statewide?
Okay. So let's see if we can pull out a few for the local altitude repeaters, the backyard repeaters, and let's see if we can carve out a couple of them that have some separation from each other for the emergency repeaters. So we can assign them. We'll have a place we can assign the portable repeaters. Those, particularly the emergency repeaters. Those need to be, for sure, clear frequencies statewide, and we have them. They can be low power, low altitude, but, you know, they need to be clear frequencies pop up when they have to be in the and if we get at least two, then that should serve for most of the bigger disaster. Probably won't need more than two, in this particular configuration. So, send that out to us, and send it out. Directors look at it. If you like say something jumps up at you and there's a problem, let us know. We won't publish that on the list. We'll try to get that up on the website the next couple of days, then, you know, get it out. Okay, so that's that. At Melbourne, we established a process development committee as part of the discussion that we had in the beginning of the fourth meeting in Melbourne, and to try to deal with some of the issues we had. And Dave was made chairman of that committee by the past president. And Dave, do you have anything for us?
Well, unfortunately, I haven't had a lot of time to work on it, but I did develop a prototype of a forum website that's separated into several different areas for addressing things like potential bylaw changes, potential policy changes, coordination, policy, improvement ideas, basically a place for members to just communicate among everybody, among the board and each other, about ideas for process improvement. Idea being that the process improvement committee would then kind of take all those and develop a proposed process improvement, which would then be taken to full board for a vote. Unfortunately, because of a technical difficulty, I don't think the process improvement committee members have been able to see that website. So I'm going to work on that issue so that it can be seen, and hopefully move forward on that.
That, what was that? Was that on the website that you set up?
What was
the issue about access?
Yeah, it was on the website.
Okay. So most of us have not seen
that proposal. Okay, if I can ask, I think the bigger issue in the process development committee is nobody's working together on it.
Multiple emails were sent out, there was never any response. The only time that was,
I did get a response from, and I didn't have the emails of all the people on the process development committee, so I need to get those emails, so I make sure I can communicate directly to everybody. I don't want to say people didn't answer if I don't know for a fact that I didn't get my message.
I know I sent out the emails myself, we were copied on them as well, and then well, unfortunately, what happened, we spoke about that. You know, I would also caution those emails, and certainly any work product that the board puts together or sends to its membership should definitely be preserved.
Okay, so where are we? Part of this discussion was you got some kind of real-time database of directors that have access.
Right. I did have a discussion at lunch with Director Fletcher just to knock around some ideas, nothing official, no board business being conducted. Just basically a brainstorming session about some ideas. What came out of that is I was sent a very, very limited database, I think it was 5 entries, just to see what the data looked like and get an idea of what it would take to put it into a different format and make it easy to search for. I did look at that. I did import it into a MySQL database. It needs a little bit of work to meet what I would consider to be modern database management standards, as opposed to one big long record for everything. It's not going to be terribly awful hard to do that, but the next step, I guess, would be to obtain the entire database and let that work.
We're holding it in our way to make a data model that then you can actually turn it into something you could actually use with the other stuff that's out there.
I mean, it's not really a relational database or a flat file. Without getting too technical.
Description of the scripts and what they do.
Not without me creating it. This script just did this and it does this.
So we can try to replicate those secrets.
Yeah, I mean, really all we need is a list of what is needed is what we need. What is needed to be done.
You should just use levels as nodes, and then you go in and click A, and you can need a relationship diagram of the model, and then put it into a standard queries for language, right? Question query language, rather, and then you can use it for something.
Okay. It's easier to find a place to post a file name for a database and label it.
FileMaker Pro, though, that is ancient. I mean,
they put that up every year.
Can the three of us and maybe either Warren or somebody try to get together at the meetings, maybe a whole week to get a committee meeting and work some of that out and see if we can take some steps forward.
I have no interest in going forward with FileMaker Pro. Like you said, it's an ancient database. SQL Server is free. I mean, SQL, MySQL is free. So there's no point. Something that can be paid for free that's a much more modern application with tons of support.
Okay.
Converting the data, I mean, that was a small data set. Was it a big deal, or was there something
else? Just
a commonly limited required file.
So you convert it to a commonly limited, and then, okay.
There are fields that are text fields now that probably shouldn't be. They should be integer fields or floating point fields, things like that. That'll make it easier to do true geospatial queries.
Right. Let me ask you this: are you willing to continue to pursue that?
Yeah, I think
I'm going to continue to be more
pursuing that.
I'm paying a real fee, that would be good.
That would be nice.
we already have it as a payment mill act.
Okay, very good. Anybody else? All right. Coordinating committee.
You're gonna say we're gonna schedule on the
day? Yeah, I was just giving, looking at the calendar. Easter's like middle of April this year. So I would like to target April 1 as the cutover date and see if people would be available on Saturday, March 25 for coordinating committee.
How much you do the meeting?
Pardon?
How much you do the meeting?
Probably meet here in Orlando.
Really? We couldn't do this?
I don't think this initial meeting, I think we need to have it in person.
Yeah.
A lot of have to hammer out.
Dana, are you available that day? No. What Saturdays are you available?
April Fool's Day.
That's not a Saturday.
Actually, yes, it is.
It is, is it?
What was the first date you mentioned?
Okay, yeah, April 1 is, yeah, it is.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. That would be.
Does that work for anybody?
I can work, make that work.
I'm not on the committee.
Yeah, you are.
You don't look. I just think I look.
No, you are.
Well, you have to go at this point.
Okay, so April 1 is the plan meeting, and we'll figure out what it's going to do on the event or something.
Okay.
All right, nominating committee. Board of nominating committees? Who's the nominee?
Me, I am, okay.
You're doing that.
Okay, the nominating committee report, as follows, for the directors.
Yeah, we have three seats that are vacant. Are there three seats that are vacant?
This would be District 4, 6, and 8, if my memory serves me correctly. And we would recommend Mike as one of the directors, and over District 4, there is a vacancy there. Mike is for 6, and Norm for District 8. In all of three of those districts, there's only one director, and as you know, that we bylaws provide for two directors per district. So the nominating committee would encourage those directors, if re-elected, to assist the nominating committee in recruitment, since you best know the people who live in your respective districts. The nominating committee would propose the following officers. Mike Fletcher is president. Ralph Betts continuing as vice president. Norman Scholler assume the duties of secretary. And Doug Stewart continue as treasurer.
Okay, that's right. I just had to.
Okay, do I hear a motion to accept the recommendations of the nominating committee?
I don't know.
Okay, the chair, I believe that was Norm.
Mark.
I'm sorry, Mark made the motion. Okay, we have a second, and is there any discussion?
I think they're all vastly qualified.
Any other discussion? If not, I will call the question. All in favor of accepting the recommendations of the nominating committee, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
All right.
The motion carries.
Thank you. Okay. Next thing on the agenda, we have the bylaw updates.
When you receive copies of those, it'll be a number, and it was noticed properly on the website. Any questions on the bylaw updates?
Yeah, there were no bylaws posted on the website. I have to look at the updated.
The directors have questions about the bylaws.
Yes, I'm acting as my theory.
Okay, I have a motion.
This is a legal proxy under 4.6.
Make a motion to accept the bylaws as they are.
You can't ignore it.
Motion by Monahan. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Nora. Harvest of Gaia. I like it now.
Now that opens the floor for discussion.
Okay, discussion.
You're gonna recognize me with any of this or what?
This is a discussion for the board of directors.
Yes, I have a proxy. Yes, there are. You actually cannot do that under 4.6.7.
Any discussion?
So, that's what I'm saying.
Motion? Oh, we got a motion. All right, all in favor?
Nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Motion carried. Okay. We've got a new business.
It's a new business.
Okay, so we've got the procedure to restart the web applications and the flow chart. That's the next thing. I think that's when we need to get that hammered out before the committee's procedures, right? So we know exactly how they're going to flow, but who's going to be applying to do that. And once we've got that in place, then we can start turning all the web applications together and take the online. All right.
Yes.
Do you want to make a motion?
Yes. Chairman, I make a motion that President, yourself, be added to the checking account signage in lieu of Ray Cassis, that has passed away as our previous president.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Yes.
Currently takes two signatures to write that, or how does that work?
I don't take two, but he always has all.
Okay.
So he needs that increase.
Right.
Okay. You have responded on the agenda issue.
Based on membership.
Franchise the membership of the FRC, if I understand that.
I second.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Please issue a briefing.
Now, this is no different than Sarah and all that stuff. They have no longer been, correct?
The recall will be issued back to January 1st of 2016.
So this is something the members actually would have to vote on. You, as the board, do not have the power to do this.
And until we, I'm going to pass on item four.
Mr. Chairman.
Until we come up with the structure we're going to have to come up with as far as we want to
Mr. Chairman.
All right.
Mr. Chairman.
And,
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman.
Okay. The board member has to do business.
It's our meeting.
This is his meeting.
So we have, and I have business.
Can we deal with item four?
We're going to hold that until we figure out which we'll defer that till after we have the process. All right. Does any board member have other business to bring before the board?
I do. Acting as Mike Gonzalez, N2SSU. he's chartered me with being here in his seat.
Your motion, I'm saying.
Do not have the force of the speaker.
Motion to adjourn, do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We adjourn at 2:57 PM. Thank you for your participation.
So I would like to inform the board right now, it would be in your best interest to research honest services. Because what has happened here is a travesty under the law, and it's actionable under the law.
So this is his meeting, not your meeting.
And your proxy, I'm a member.
And your proxy isn't worth half the paper.
Yes, it is. It's legally sufficient. It is legally sufficient under Florida Statute 617.
Not according to my bylaws.
The bylaws are in violation of Section 617. All I can say is it would be in the best interest of the board to resign. Legal action will have to happen. Because we need to do that, actually. Here's a FOIA request. I'd like to read it, please.